Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is a French fry connoisseur, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, and the queen of improv, Miss Allie Mack. And over there, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews, creepily waving at us and still recovering from the worst top five list since the last time he did a top five list. Good morning.
Ironically, shopping for German-made cars.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what he's looking at.
I'm looking for anything that I can afford.
Be careful shopping for German-made cars because not everybody works on them.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Can I say real quick?
No.
Happy Stranger Things Day to all that celebrate.
Is the finale out today? Or not finale, but final season?
No. The finale comes out November 26th. Today is Stranger Things Day because today, on this day back in, I think it was 1982 or 1983. I should know this. But either way, 1982, 1983 was the day that Will Byers was taken in Stranger Things. The vanishing of Will Byers happened today.
Do we still not care about Barb? Is she still just gone?
Yeah, I mean, Barb has her.
Barb is gone. I only watched the first season. So.
Barb has her community.
Barb was gone.
Yeah, Barb has a community that like justice for Barb, but you know most people don't really care about Barb.
Oh, poor Barb.
But Allie, I will tell you the first 5 minutes because today is Stranger Things. They're doing an event. And the first 5 minutes are being released today of episode one of season 5.
Interesting. Yes. The last season I watched of that was the one they shot in Gwinnett Place Mall. And it was, I could not get into it because that was my mall growing up. So I was just like, this is too real for me. I'm not in it.
That must have been season 3 because that's the season that they spent most of the time at the mall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Starcourt Mall.
Should we talk about the extra bling that someone is wearing today?
Who's that?
Who's got extra bling on?
Excuse me. Oh, yeah. We all know who's wearing extra bling.
The splint. I was like, who got jewelry? I'm like, oh.
I thought it was a pinky ring when he first flashed it. I was like, dang, Bo, that's how you feel it?
There is a splint going on over
this
there.
This is living proof that no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do? You got a splint on his pinky, just for anybody listening.
Broke it. It appears that I broke it or something is off and right there in that first little joint of my pinky finger. I was helping, got my hair cut. My buddy Sut's wife cuts my hair. And so I was over there and she's like, hey, I sold this piece of furniture. Can you help me move it real quick? The lady's going to be here. Well, literally the lady was like, well, we're coming up from the salon part where, you know, you get my hair cut.
Right.
And there's a lady like walking in the door. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. No problem. And I would have helped no matter what. They're great people. She's a friend. I consider her a good friend. But bringing it down the stairs, it's me and basically two ladies moving this. And so I'm I don't think I've ever been called the muscle anywhere I've went, but maybe for once. And so I'm walking down these stairs and one of the doors flies open. And when it did, you know how like you have the banister, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes they have like the little knobs that comes up on the rail.
Well, sure.
Well, it hit me. My hand got caught in there.
Yeah.
I think, and it boom. And so I was like, oh, that hurt. And so and somebody goes, oh, did it get you? And I go, yeah.
I'm good, dude.
It got
Let's
me.
Just level with me. You didn't go, ah, oh, that hurt.
Well, I actually don't think I said anything.
You held it together because you had an audience?
Of course.
Yeah.
Can I be 100%?
I hope you are.
There were, she had some relatives of her over too, an elderly couple, and her child, who the kid is like 3. So what I would normally do in that instance was it was like I was on the radio.
Yeah.
I was like,
smart man.
Probably not going to say MF, blank, 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 like I would normally would. And so I just kind of held it together. And she's like, then somebody goes, did it get you? And I go, yeah. And she's like, oh, you're fine. And I'm like, and then we had set it down just because, you know, you get your grip and you're going downstairs. I was like, no, I think it's broke. And she's like, oh, I think it'll be all right.
Would you say that you're day to day with that injury or week to week with that injury?
I'm day to day.
Okay.
I'm going to play.
Okay. There you go. There's a distinction.
Yeah. Week to week is different. But so she did text me later. And she's like, how's your finger? And I'm like, yeah, it's broke or something is broken. I don't know if it's a ligament or it's the bone. I'm going to be really sneaky because I'm going to get on the plane and Jake, not our engineer Jake, but I think his last name is Pfeiffer. Jake Pfeiffer or Fife is our trainer. And I sit next to Danny Long on the bus when we go to the airport.
There you go.
I'm going to be like, hey, man, like, can you just sneak a peek at this and let me know, like, how I should handle it?
There you go, man.
So just to clarify, you're wearing the silver sling on your pinky, but you have not been seen by a physician.
Right. I was seen by myself and my neighbor, and we both looked at it.
So you went to, like, CVS and just bought one?
No, actually, I was having a beer with my neighbor, and he was like, dude, you got to get a splint thing for that. And I was like, He goes, look at my finger. He's got his finger looks the exact same way. He goes, I never put mine in a splint. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it later. And then we all went to Cancun's. And the next thing I know, he had a splint for me.
Never let, you know, maybe healthcare get in the way of a margarita.
That's what I was about to say. Nothing can cure a broken pinky like a good marg.
Bro, I still have the Gone in 60 Seconds and Con Air thing in my head. And every time I'm listening to Bo talk, it's just like it's playing out in front of me.
Wow, what did I do there? What did I do there?
I'm
gonna let you in a little insight, all right?
All right.
There's a lot going on up here, man.
Yeah.
None of it special.
Yeah, none of it special. There you go.
Well, let's get to the headlines. There's been a lot that has happened since we last got to chat, including Bo potentially breaking his finger. All right, so the Braves made some changes yesterday. Former New York Mets pitching coach Jeremy Hefner will replace Rick Kranitz, and Antoine Richardson will replace Tom Goodwin. Braves also released Freddy Gonzalez and are exercising Chris Sale's $18 million option. The Hawks played tomorrow against the Raptors at home. Pregame is set for 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. The Raiders travel to Denver tonight to take on the Broncos for Thursday night football. You can hear that here on 92.9 The Game starting at 7:30. And Raheem told the media yesterday that left guard Matthew Bergeron is week to week with an ankle injury. But didn't he then tell Dukes and Bell that he's just going to be out this week?
That's right.
Okay.
He looked at it. It was funny because they asked, and Zeno is in for I don't know if we have the audio, but Zeno is in for Bell. And Zeno has a weird way of interrogating people where they answer questions.
Let's hear this interview.
You know, obviously, Big Birds, you know, he'll be week to week, like I told these guys today. You know, so he'll miss this week. Like we'll probably announce that tomorrow and do some of those different things. I know David's probably mad at me right now because we didn't put it out.
So then Zeno's like, this stays out. It's stupid. And Rob was like, well, sometimes you give these updates and then they come in and they're like, no, I'm playing no matter what. And it could be a Thursday or whatever. But I remember this conversation with us, and I told you, remember we talked about this with somebody else that got injured, and I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and think, AJ. I was like,
that's exactly who it was. AJ Terrell.
Like, I'm pretty sure that if you hear day to day, it means that they're a game time decision and most likely could play. If you hear week to week, it means they're going to be out until you hear day to day. And that's pretty much what he just told us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, It's interesting getting that insight. Matthew Bergeron, we've talked about, and you remember the conversation that we had with Dave Archer before the game, and Dave asked me, he was like, who's the emotional leader of this team? And I said, it's Drake London. But I'll also add, Arch, that I think that if you get down to it, Matthew Bergeron's right up there as well. And so he is kind of a little bit of an emotional catalyst for this offense. I think he brings that extra level of energy a lot of times to the offense. So stinks to have him go down. And you saw it happen very early in the game. It was the first sack of the game, which might have been
It was the second drive.
So he actually stays in for the third down play, but doesn't come back on the field. Kyle Hinton took over at left guard for him and presumably will start this week.
The interview we had with Drake Alley on post game that Arch did, I say we, but he asked Drake just about what we just talked about being that dog and that life line, just breathing life into the offense with his attitude and everything. And Drake even said, "Hey, I gotta be better at doing it sooner." And with a guy like Bergeron out, I think Kyle Hinton, when he's needed to be filled, when he's needed to step in for this team, has been phenomenal at times. But there's a difference. I think it might be even more important for Drake London to bring that ASAP and do exactly what he was talking about in that post-game interview without Bergeron in there, because, you know, now you're firing up everybody, and maybe Bergeron handled some of that for the trench play guys.
Yeah, and I think it's probably harder for Drake London until you get a catch or at least a target, you know, to be involved in that. I think once you get your hands on the ball, then you're like, all right, let's go. I can actually pump everybody else up. Whereas Matthew Bergeron, it's like play number one. If he's leading up on a linebacker on the backside of a zone play, de-cleat a guy, then all of a sudden you're like, let's go.
And look, I don't think you do anything like this, but that might be one of those situations where Drake goes to Zach, I need the ball thrown my way.
Or give me that crack block early.
Yeah, I need bye-bye. Something in the first one or two plays, first series.
I love it. I'm on board.
I do want to mention that they made it official yesterday. Kicker Zane Gonzalez has signed to the active roster while Taquan Graham has been released. But we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it throughout the entire show. Coming up next, Falcons offense, Colts defense. Mike and Bo will size it up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.